Hello, good evening.
Hey.
Oh, yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great, ma'am. Well, my first question to you would be is, by any chance, are you Yolan Kelly?
Nope.
That's okay, ma'am. Your opinion is the one that matters. Even though it's a long way off, ma'am, what are the chances that you will vote in this November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Did you see you'll definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, just to make sure representing everybody, may I ask your race? Okay. And moving on, ma'am, for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
42.
I'm sorry?
42.
42, great. Moving on, ma'am. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
Moderate?
Conservative.
Conservative. Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I don't know. Satisfied.
Satisfied, okay.
Satisfied.
Satisfied, no problem. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. 10 is it's very important. 0 is it's not important at all. So, for example, addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
5.
Okay. And addressing immigration and border security from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel it is?
Mm-hmm.
A 10. Okay, and legalizing marijuana from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel it is?
5.
All right, and combating climate change and protecting the environment from a 0 to a 10, how important do you think it is?
4. Mm-hmm.
A 10, okay. And fighting inflation and improving the economy from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel it is?
Yeah.
A 10. All right. Thank you so far for your responses. Do you approve or disapprove? Mm-hmm. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat approve, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I want to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means you have a very favorable opinion. 0 means you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. For example, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, from a 0 to 100, ma'am?
You want me to choose from a 0 to 100?
Uh-huh. Remember, 100 means very favorable. 0 means 100. Very... Oh, 100. What about Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
0.
Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
50.
50. The tobacco industry from a 0 to 100?
Don't know.
No problem. All right. And Democrats in Congress from a 0 to 100?
Democrats.
Uh-huh. Democrats in Congress from a 0 to 100?
100.
100. Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10 how important it is for these issues for the FDA to be focused on. 10 means it's very important. 0 means it's not important at all. So, for example, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes from a 0 to a 10? 10, okay. What about regulating marijuana from a 0 to a 10?
5.
A 9? Okay.
5.
A 5, I'm sorry. What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages from a 0 to a 10? How important do you feel it is?
0.
A 0. All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Did you say strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
To stop it? Is that what you asked me?
Yes, I was asking
strongly.
You. Strongly oppose, okay. What about this one, ma'am? Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that, ma'am?
Oh, I support. I support the last one, too.
I'm sorry. So you would support, you know, a ban by the federal government?
The ban of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would support the ban. Mm-hmm.
Would you say strongly or somewhat support, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your answers. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products from adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community, ma'am? Would you say more benefit
more
or more
benefit.
More benefit? Would you say much more benefits or somewhat more benefits?
Somewhat.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now, ma'am? Would you say it's a top priority?
Other
or
issues
you...
more important.
Okay, you said other issues more important. All right, thank you for your responses. Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, ma'am, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? For example, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition on approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one you say is a better approach for the government, ma'am? The first or the second?
The first one, yes.
I'm sorry?
I said I guess the first one.
The first, okay. All right, ma'am. Moving on quickly, I want to read to you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. I just want you to tell me how concerned are you about the outcome. For example, the first one is deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Not concerned? Would you say not very concerned or not at all concerned, ma'am?
Not concerned.
I'm sorry, not very concerned. Okay. What about this one, ma'am? The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Yes.
Very concerned.
Yes.
Okay. And the last one for this section says, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Does that make you very concerned, someone concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
I'm sorry?
Not concerned. Yeah.
Not concerned. Would you say not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. Okay. Not very. All right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Again, I just want you to rate using a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. For example, it says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates... Hello, ma'am? Hello? Wow.